That's the sound of baseball in Miami, at least these days. They're not cheering for the players, they're protesting. Only 5 games into the season in his new home of Miami, Marlins manager Ozzie Guillen got himself in some trouble when he told Time magazine in an interview that he loves and respects Cuba's Fidel Castro for staying in power as long as he has. Guillen was handed a 5-day suspension by the Marlins organization, and he apologized for his comments yesterday.
I thought next time I go to see this room with this many people, you got to be with the World Series trophy next to me. Unfortunately, it's not. And like I say, I apologize to the people here outside who are looking at me, and I'm very, very, very sorry.
But Miami's large Cuban community isn't happy with a simple suspension. Some of them are calling for Guillen to be fired. We're joined now by our friend Phil Latzman, reporter for WLRN and the Miami Herald. Phil, can you first tell us exactly what it was that Ozzie Guillen said that got him into trouble?
Well, you know, Celeste, it's funny. He said, "I love Fidel Castro," sort of flippantly, talking about how the stories about the exploding cigars and how they've tried to kill him so many times over the years. He says they were misconstrued, but it did come out as, "I love Fidel Castro," and that is the phrase that has drawn most of the ire here in South Florida. And he's talked about it as sort of being misinterpreted, the sort of a language barrier there, but many of the people here in the Cuban exile community say there's no way you can misinterpret that, and he was back on his heels yesterday trying to defend himself.
Right. He says that he translates constantly in his head back and forth from Spanish, and that he used the wrong words. Although, to be fair, Ozzie Guillen is not known for being always diplomatic. He's made gaffes in the past.
Discretion is not one of his qualities. And he's made comments about Hugo Chavez in this, much of the same way that he talked about Fidel Castro when he was the manager of the Chicago White Sox. And yeah, you got to wonder about the Miami Marlins now, the question, their judgment when it comes to hiring a guy who's a bit of a loose cannon. You know, you get what you pay for. And he's always been quotable. Media people love him. He's a lot of fun to be around. He's very easy to talk to. He's a quote a minute. But even he realizes that, at least the Marlins hope that he realizes that politics and sports are not a good mix in a cocktail, especially down here in South Florida.
That's Phil Latzman, reporter for WLRN, which is a Takeaway affiliate, and the Miami Herald. Also with us, Laura Vianello, a national delegate for Vigilia Mambisa, and it's an organization dedicated to advancing the cause of Cuban democracy. Laura, help us understand why Ozzie Guillen's comments has caused so much uproar among the Cuban community.
Well, good morning. This is Laura, and what we're trying to say in Vigilia Mambisa, and that we're speaking for the large majority of Cubans here in Miami, is that this man, Guillen, the manager, he's a discredit to the Marlins. The Marlins deserve better. He sounds so ridiculous. He made the Marlins look ridiculous. We believe had he said that had they say something about Adolf Hitler, like something like that, the person would have been removed from his position immediately. So that's what we want to do. We want him removed. Miami and the Miami Marlins and the whole community here deserve a better manager, someone that really represents, not someone that when he speaks, he put his food in his mouth. You know, it's an embarrassment.
Laura, does it make it any better that he's actually a very, in terms of baseball and sports, he's a good manager. He has a good chance to take the Marlins to a successful season, and he's not a politician. Did you give him any leeway?
We don't expect a politician managing a baseball club, but at least someone that is decent, ma'am, you know. This is a big leagues. Marlins is in the big leagues. We want Miami. We want Miami to look good. How could they put someone like that there? I'm sure that there are many people that would like to have that job. I don't know. I'm not going to get into baseball because it's not my department.
You're not a baseball fan, Laura?
Well, of course I am, like every Cuban, you know. And we Cubans, we have it in our blood. That was our national sport. So
Laura Vianello is a national delegate for Vigilia Mambisa, which is an organization dedicated to advancing the cause of Cuban democracy. Let me go back to you, Phil Latzman of WLRN and the Miami Herald. Is there a little bit of hypocrisy here on the behalf of not only the Marlins management, but I'm referring specifically to Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, who issued a statement saying Guillen's comments were offensive to an important part of the Miami Cutie community and have no place in our game. And yet, Selig was one of the people who attended a baseball game in Havana and sat back very cozily with Fidel Castro in 1999.
Well, of course, there's probably some hypocrisy there. But, you know, I think really what you have to look at here is whether this community, this community here in South Florida, the Marlins play in Little Havana, which is where a lot of Cuban exiles still live, and it's going to take a while for them to forgive and forget. They probably won't be thinking about the commissioner as much, but you know, covering yesterday's events reminded me that El Exilios, although not as many of them, Los Exilios, still have a powerful voice in this community. Here are some of them that I spoke with outside the stadium who didn't buy Guillen's explanation, much like Laura, and thought that he should be fired.
He has to go. We don't want him. We don't want excuse. We want him resigned.
Love and amor is the same thing. There's no way you could misconstrue that in English or in Spanish. He's been here long enough. He knows what he did wrong.
Every time we see Guillen, we are going to remember his words. Loving, admiring. He can think the way he wants. But we have the right as well to say, no, Guillen, please go home.
So just wanted to give you a flavor of what it was like there outside the stadium yesterday.
It's great, Phil.
Will Guillen be fired, do you think?
No, he will not be. The Marlins say it's a 5-game suspension, and a lot of the people that you know that I spoke to yesterday not satisfied with that. Major League Baseball says they're not going to take any further discipline, so the Marlins are going to have to hope that this blows over.
It may not blow over in 5-game suspension. Laura said that she won't accept anything other than a firing light, Laura?
Exactly, and we're not going to stop complaining to the Marlins until he's removed. That's what we're going to do, and this community is not going to be pleased, and probably they're not going to buy any more tickets to go to the games and until he's out of there.
That's a real threat there in Little Havana. Laura Vianello.
Worst possible way to start this franchise is stay in Miami. Worst possible way.
Laura Vianello is a national delegate for Vigilia Mambisa, an organization that advances the cause of Cuban democracy. Phil Latzman, reporter for WLRN, a takeaway affiliate in Miami, and the Miami Herald. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks a lot.